Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Wolman. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shelema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
Daf Pei Beis Omer Aleph. The Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph Omer Beis brought the Machloikis Tanoim whether a person is Chayev on Oisev Espinoi if he does a Shchita She'ena Ru'uya. One of the examples mentioned in the Mishnah of a Shchita She'ena Ru'uya is if he shechts a Pora Aduma. There is a nidan in the Rishonim why a Shchitas Para Aduma is considered a Shchita She'ena Ru'uya. Rashi over there explains that it is considered Einer Uya because it isn't oimed for Achila, rather it's oimed to be burnt. L'chayru, what Rashi means to say is that since when you shecht the Para Aduma, you aren't allowed to eat it, rather you are mechuyiv to burn it, that makes it a Shchita She'ena Ru'uya because you're not able to eat it. The Rabbeinu Gershom, however, says a different pshat in the Mishnah. He says that the Mishnah is talking about a case when he shechted the para, which is a chatos, and he shechted it l'shem chulin, and therefore it's possible because of the machsheva shalai l'shma, and that makes it a shchita she'ena ru'uya. The Kilis Yaakov in Zevachim Simin Gimel wants to say that Rabbeinu Gershom argued with Rashi, and he held that if you would shecht the para's chatos l'shma, then it would be considered a shchita ru'uya, even though you can't eat it. Dehainu, that in order to be a shchita ru'uya, it doesn't necessarily have to be able to be eaten. As long as you make a shchita, and you do it kimitzvasa, like the mitzvah is to be done with this animal, then that's considered a shchita ru'uya, even if it's not able to be eaten, because that's the mitzvah of this animal to shecht it in a way that it's not going to be eaten. This nekuda is a machlokes Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi. There is a chiddush in Rabbeinu Gershom's own pshat in the Gemara, because usually the Gemara says in Zvachim that when a person shechts a karbon chatos l'shem chulin, the karbon is kosher, because we say that only if he has a machshava in a different sort of kachim, there it's machriv and it ruins the karbon. But a machshava chulin is not able to be machriv and doesn't ruin the karbon. So the Rabbeinu Gershom, who says that when you shecht a paras chatos l'shem chulin, it's possible, seems to be going against the Gemara in Zvachim. The Kesev Mishnah in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes of Hilchas Parah Aduma asks this kash on the Rambam, who also paskins that if a person is sheichet the paras chatas l'shem chulin, the korban is pasul. The Tshuva Zera Avram wants to be mechadish that since the reason why a machsheves chulin is not able to pasul a chatas is because chulin is considered einay minay, and a machsheves einay mina is not able to be machriv bo, that is only by a regular karbon chatos, which has kedushas haguf. There, it isn't affected by a machsheves chulin, because chulin is considered einay minay to a chatos that has a kedushas haguf of chatos. But a para aduma, which only has kedushas damim, it is considered the same min as chulin, and therefore a machsheves chulin does have the koyach to pasul it. This is what the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rambam held, and therefore they held Ashrichei Paratz Chatos L'Shem Chulin is Pasul. The Gemara L'maise is Masik that Parah Aduma is Be'emes Einai Mishneh, and really it is considered a Shchita Ruya. Because according to Reb Shimon, a Parah Aduma after Shchita is considered an Oichel, since it had a Shas HaKosher to become an Oichel by being Nifteh. Because Reb Shimon holds, you can be poida para even after it was shechted. And Reb Shimon also holds, kala oimed lifto is kepada dami. So we see it as if it was already redeemed and became an oicha. Tosis medayik the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying it once had a shasa kosher to be podoi and become an oicha, but now it can't be podoi. Tosis asks, why can't it be nifte even now? We know Reb Shimon holds that Kodshei Berek Abayis doesn't need Hamad of Arocha. So why can't you be poided? What happened now to take away the Koyach Pediyah? The Mashoi is Masbir that Tosis was bavoning that Bishlom, if you need Hamad of Arocha, we could say that the Shas HaKosher was when the animal was being Mefarches. Because at that point, it is considered about Hamad of Arocha. And now we are talking about when it isn't being Mefarches anymore. So it can no longer be podoi because it's not a Hamad V'Arocha. But if you don't need a Hamad V'Arocha, then even now you should be able to be poided. Tosis answers that we are talking about after you already did the Hazah of the Parah, And after you were mazeh the dam of the parah aduma, you can't be poid of the animal anymore. The Tois HaRosh is moisev ahesver, that since you were mazeh the dam, you already did an avoida in this parah aduma, and once you did an avoida, you can no longer be poided afterwards. L'chayru, the beer in this is that even if you demand the omar, that a parah is kotche bedek abayis, but when you do an avoida with it, it gets kiddushas aguf, and therefore can't be niftah like all other kiddushas aguf. Al kol panim, Toises is learning the Gemara that after you do the azov, the parah aduma, you can't be poided, but it can still be metame oichlim since it had a shas hakosher before the azov to be niftah and become an oichol, which is roi lachiloi lachiru. Now returning to the Etzim Gemara, the idea mentioned in the Gemara that a parah should be metame oichlim since it's oime liftois im motza acheres noimenu, v'chola oime liftois kepadu dami, l'chayru this Gemara needs a beer. Tosis proves from a Gemara in Menachos Daf Kuf Beis that we only say kola oime liftois kepadu if there is a mitzvah to be poided, not just if you have the ability to be poided. If so, it's muchach that you need a matziv where the pigeon is be'emes oimit to happen, and only then do we say it's kepadu dami. If so, just because the din is that if you find a nicer parah, you have a mitzvah to be poided, why should that make it right now oimit to happen that there will be a pigeon? Right now, you didn't yet find a nicer parah. So l'chayra, right now, the behema isn't yet oimit to be nifteh. So why should we say, kol oimit lifteh is kepadu dami? Rabbi Chanon, in Bava Kama, ois ayin aleph, in the Kavit Shurim, is ma'ira this kasha. And l'chayra, we need to say a chiddush from our Gemara, it's muchach, that as long as there was already chal, a chalois din, in this behema, that in a certain situation, you need to be paidit, that is sufficient to say that it is already oime to have a pigeon, and we could say the din of kol oime liftois kepadu dami. Oime doesn't necessitate that it's already likely to happen. It's enough if there was chal a din on it that there is a siba that could make it need to happen. L'chayra, it is mucha to say this chiddush to explain why the fact that if it's motzah acheres noimenu, there's a din to be paided, that's enough to be able to trigger the din of kol oime liftois kepadu dami even now that we haven't yet motzah acheres noimen.
Now Rashi on daf pei beis omer aleph, divrei maaseh afilu, he asks a different kasha on the braisa we mentioned before. The braisa says, Reb Shimon oimer paro metame tumas oichlim, the reason why a paro is metamet tumas oichlin is because it had a shas hakosher. Rashi asks, how come the braisa needed to find a shas hakosher when the paro could be niftes in order to allow it to be metamet oichlin when tuma touches it? Typically, that a paro can always be metamet oichlin because the paro itself is able to be metamet even adam v'kelim. How come Reb Shimon needs the parah to be considered an oichel in order to be able to be metame other oichlim? The shame oichel is only in order to acquire tumah from a different source of tumah. But haloi, the parah has an internal siba to be metame mitzar atzmai. It has the ability to even be metame mitzar atzmai adam v'kelim. So why did Reb Shimon need to come on to the reason of hoyel v'hoysel o'sha'as ha'koshah? Toises on peyom ebeiz is ma'oireh that Rashi is bepashtos shver. Because the Mishnah in Parah is mavur, that this that the Parah is metame mitzar atzmai, is only that it's able to be metame those that are misaskin ba, like the soyreif and the oisev ha-parah. But someone or something which just touches the Parah doesn't become tame. So Rashi's kasha needs beer. Toises wants to say that Rashi means to say that there is a din that anything which is sefer latame tumah hamura is already now able to be metame oichlim umashkim, and therefore since the parah is sefer to be metame the misaskim ba to have a tumah hamura, then we can say already now it has an internal tumah to be metame oichlim. This is Tosis pshat in Rashi, but he himself disagrees with this idea because he holds that the svara of Sefer Latama Tumach Hamura has limitations. it can only take an oichel that is missing hechsher lekabel tumah, or missing for a sheris to actually touch it. There, seifei latame tumah chamura helps that it's tameh even without hechsher or negiah sheris. But in our case, when the parah isn't even an oichel, the svara of seifei latameh isn't strong enough to make it into an oichel to be mekabel tumah. So we have a machloikis Rashi and Tosis here in the koyach of Seifer Latame Tumah Chamura, if it helps even to make a non-oichel into an oichel to be able to be mekabel tumah. The Ritva in Shvuis on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis holds be'etzem like Rashi, that Seifer Latame Tumah Chamura would be able to take an oichel, something that's not an oichel, and make it into an oichel. But he is mechadish, that because a para is oime liftois, if you find a nicer para, a para aduma is not considered soifo letame tuma chamur at all. Because we don it up that it will not end up being a para aduma, which will be metame its misaskim. Because we say it'll be nifta. So it doesn't have a din of soifo letame tuma chamur at all. It comes out of chiddush according to the Ritva, that you would even need Hechsher Kabbalas Tumah and Negia Sheretz before a Paro can be Metame, since there is no din of Seifel Letame Tumah Chamura. Masha'inkin, according to Rashi and Taisvis, you wouldn't need it, because there is a din of Seifel Letame Tumah Chamura. But it is Mavur in all these Rishayim that the fact that it is Seifel Letame, the Misaskim, is enough to give it a din to be Metame Oichlin that it touches. This is a chiddush, because it's not soifer letame tuma chamura ayide negia, it's only metame ayide esek. And the MS, the Ramban brings Rabbeinu Tam, who argues on this point, that soifer letame through being misaskim is not enough of a siva to give it a tuma if oichlim would touch it. I'll call upon him returning to the kasha of Rashi. Rashi wants to answer that the Gemara needs the svara of Shasa Kosher, which makes it into an oichel in a specific hechatimsa, when the basar of the para is covered in batzek, which is less than a kebetza, and a sheretz touched the batzek, and then the batzek touched oichel. If the para is considered an oichel, it can be mitzarif with the batzek to be a kebetza, to be mekabel tumah from the sheretz, and then be metame the oichel it touches afterwards. But if the para wasn't an oichel, then the batzek wouldn't be metame the oichel, because it wasn't the shear to be mekabel tumah. In this case, we understand why the oichlim aren't tumeya mitzat touching the parah itself, because the batzek is covering the parah, and the oichlim aren't touching it directly. The Rosh Yosef points out a chiddush in Rashi, that l'chayru, once you consider the parah on oichel to be mitztarev to the batzek to make it a kebetza, why do you need the batzek to be touched by a sheretz to make it tumeh? Why can't it be mekabel tumah from the para itself, which is tameh? Says the Rosh Yosef, it must be that Rashi holds you can't use the para to both be mitzarif to make a kebetza and to be metameh the batzek. The para can only do one thing of being mitzarif to make a kebetza, and then the batzek must get tumah from a different source like a sheretz. Tosis in Bava Kamma on Daf Ayin Zayin, Divrei HaMaskil para, argues with Rashi, and he says that the para can be mitzarev with the batzek to be kebetza, and also cause the batzek to be tameh because it's touching the para, and you wouldn't need a different source to be mitameh the batzek. The Kilis Yaakov in Tahara is similar meches, wants to be mazver Rashi, that since he's actually not talking about a case where you have basar para inside of the batzek, rather he's actually speaking about a case where there is a nevela inside the batzek, and the shear of the nevela is a kezayis, which is the minimum shear for a nevela to be metame. Rashi holds that since the batzek needs a shear of kebetza to be mekabel tumah, and the nevela needs a shear of kezayis to be a metame, you can't use the nevela to complete both shiurim at the same time. If you use part of the nevela to make the shear of kebetza to be mekabel tumah, then you need a different metame because you don't have the full share of the nevela to be metame since you're using part of it to give you a kebetza together with the batzek. The Kiris Yaakov is Moisef that Taisus Kenira disagrees, and he holds that the nevela can be used to complete both shiurim at the same time. Ein sham that he's further masver what this machlokes is taliyah. Going weiter in the Gemara asks, how come the Mishnah lists Egla Arufa as a Shechita Shein Ruya? V'atnan, Nimsa HaHoyreg Ad Shalei Te'arifa Egla, Teitze V'tire Be'eder. So we see from this Mishnah that an Egla Arufa is not Osir Bahano Mechayim, and if you shecht it, it should be Roy La'achila. So it should have a Teira Shechita. The Gemara answers that Ein Lechanami Egla Arufa Einei Mishnah. Tayyusov Yeras Akasha, why couldn't we answer that the Mishnah isn't talking about where you shechted the Egla Rufa, rather the Mishnah is talking about when you were oyer for the Egla. In such a case, it's Vada Yasar Ba'achila because it's an Avela. And we would potter according to Reb Shimon who needs a Shechita Ruya. Whereas according to the Rabbanan that you don't need a Shechita Ruya, you would be Chayiv. So L'chayr, by learning the Mishnah in this way, we would be able to keep Egla Rufa in the Mishnah, we wouldn't have to say in the Mishnah. Maybe you'll tell me, says Taisus, that according to the Rabbanon, it's not possible to say that you're chayev in this case, because if you were oyer of the egla, memele you didn't do a shechita, and the Torah only asers by oisav esvena if you do a shechita, like it says in the pasuk lo yishechitu. Taisus says that's not a taina, because the chayev we would say arifasei zuhi shechitasei, just like the Gemara says in Yuma on daf samadalam and aleph that you could be chayev on oisav esvena. By Asar La'azazu, because we say Dchiyase Latzok Zu Yishchidasei. We see from Taisus a big Yisoid which is Negea to all Dinim which are Tali in Shchita, such as Oisai Vesvenai. The Yisoid is that whenever the Din of the Behema is to be killed a certain way besides Shchita, then that way becomes the Shchita of this Behema. Kinnire, Shchita means to kill the Behema the way there is a Din to kill it. Generally, its din is to be killed through Shechita. But B'mokim, the din is to be maimis this behema in a different way, that becomes the Shechita of this behema. Memela by an Egla Rufa, where the din of this behema is to be maimis it, Ayidei Arifa, that becomes the Shechita of this behema.
Hakol Ponim, Toises brings a teretz to his kasha from Rabbeinu Tam, that since the Mishnah says the word HaShechit, that is mashma that he did a regular ma'aseh shechita, it's not mashma that he did an arifa. Tosfos says that this teretz is doichek because it could be that the Mishnah used the lashon of ha-shechet agav the other cases in the Mishnah which are talking about when he did a regular ma'aseh shechita. Tosfos brings a raya to this musig because the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek ha-shechet is talking about behemoth and oifos, and the Mishnah says a lashon of shechita even though the appropriate lashon by oifos would be malika. L'maisa the Tais HaRosh wants to argue on this raya of Taisis, because maybe you could be mechalik that malika and shechita are tarvayu b'simonim. They both are done in the simonim of the animal, and mamela there it's appropriate to use the lashon of shechita even by a bird which you do malika. Masheken arifa ain't b'simonim, and therefore it's not appropriate to use a lashon of shechita by arifas egla if you're talking about when you did arifa, which is not in the simonim. There's the idea in this Tais HaRosh that he's before that arifas egla is not done in the simonim of the animal. There's a Yerushalmi in Perek Egla Arufa Alocha Hey, which is before that arifas egla does need to be done in the simonim. Aber lemaisa the Rambam is mashvid this halacha. And the Achiezer and Chelik Gimel, Simon Nun Aleph, would like to suggest that the Bavli is Chelik on the Yerushalmi, and it would seem that we have a Raya from the Tais HaRosh to this idea that the Bavli argues with this Halacha of the Yerushalmi and does not require Arivas Egla to be done in the Simonim of the animal. In the Sefer HaYosher, the Rabbeinu Tam in Simon Nun Beis, we find another Teretz to the Kasha of Taisus. Over there he wants to be Mechalik between an Egla Arufa and a Sari Mishtaleach. He says, by Asari Mishtaleach, we can say, Dechiyase Zui Shchitasai, because that is its Hechshir Mitzvasai. The Hainu, that there is a mitzvah to be Deicha Vesar La'azazel off of the Tzuk. Masha'in came by Egla Arufa, even though the Arifa is Metaret Midei Nevela, because you're doing the din of the Egla Arufa, but since it's only a din that comes, Machmas Achet, and there is no mitzvah to bring it be'etzim, we don't say the klal v'arifasai zu ishchitasai. L'chayro, the Sefer Yosher is being mitzamsem, that we can only extend the shem shchita to a maisa, which there is a chiv be'etzim to do this maisa. But egla arufa,
which only because a chet was done. Did it become necessary to do it? We don't say that the Arifa has a shem shchita.
The Taisis Yeshanim in Yuman Daf Samadalad Om and Aleph says a third teretz to the Kasha of Taisis. The Taisis Yeshanim says that we can't say that the Mishnah is talking about when you did an Arifa on the Egla, because in such a case, it would be poshit that according to Reb Shimon, that you need a Shchita Ruya, this would not have a Din Shchita. The Achiezer in Yerudea Simon Zion wants to explain to Taisis Yeshanim that all the cases in the Mishnah that told us, according to Reb Shimon, it doesn't have a Shchita because it's a Shchita Shein Ruya, we're talking about a case where the reason why it was Ein Ruya was not Mitzad Etzem Maisa Shchita. There was some Isser Menatzad and Isser Hano that was preventing you from eating the animal. Mashein Kein, if the case was talking about when you did an Arifa on the Egla, there would be a Chesar in the Etzem Maisa Shchita that it's not Mater Bachila, and there it's Poshit, that according to Reb Shimon that needs a Shchita Ruya wouldn't have a Shmo Shchita, and therefore the Mishnah wouldn't bother telling us such a Chiddush. Al Kol Panim L'Chayre would come out that there is a Nidan in the Rishonim if by Oysev Espino you would be Chayiv when you do an Arifa on an Egla Arufa. According to our Taisus and Taisus Yeshanim, you would be Chayiv, whereas according to the Sefer HaYashar, since we wouldn't say in this case Arifasai Zui Shchitasai, you wouldn't be Chayiv. Ayin the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Sadi Dalid and the Nachal Eson in Simi Yubei Sif Yud, who are Noike Bepshitas, that you would be Chayiv, and they blibe Sarachin why the Rambam is Mashmitis Halacha. Now, returning to the Gemara's question we mentioned before, the Gemara proved that a Shchitas Egla Arufa is a Shchita Ruya, because we see that if you find the Hoireg, the Egla Arufa is Tira Be'eder. Rashi explains that we see that if it's Tira Be'eder, it isn't Osir Ba'ano Mechayim, and the Mele it's a Shchita Ruya. The Chayre Rashi means that if it was Nesar Mechayim, it would remain Osir Ba'ano, even if you found the Hoireg, and couldn't be Tira Be'eder. If this Tliya is right, then L'chayru, the Rambam comes out Shvem. Because the Rambam, in Hilchus Reitzea, Perek Yod, Halacha Ches, paskins that Egla Rufa is Osir Mechayim. Yet the Rambam so paskins in Halacha Vav, that if you find the Hoireg, the Egla Rufa is Tira Be'eder. L'chayru, these two psukim are a sira one to the other. If it's Osir Mechayim, it should stay Osir, even if you find the Hoireg. The Chuvus HaRashva, in Chelek Hei, Simon Tes Zayin, asks his kash on the Rambam, and he has no teretz. But the Kesef Mishnah wants a miyash of the Rambam based on a svara mentioned in our Taisus. Taisus says that even if the Egla is Nesar Mechayim, we can say that maybe they were only Magdish the Egla al das that they won't find the Hoireg. But if they find the Hoireg, it was a Hegdish betoyis lamafreya, and lamafreya the Hegdish was never chal. Now the MS is that Taisus Gufa speaks out that the Makshin of our Gemara didn't agree with this Svara. Otherwise, he never would have had a Kasha. It must be that he held that when you're Makdish the animal, you're Makdish the animal without Agbalas, because you don't think that they will find the Hoireg. But the Kesef Mishnah says that we can say Bidas the Rambam, that this was all Lefi the Makshin of the Gemara. But it could be Lamana Emes, the Rambam held, that Bezin is Makdish the Behema, the Egla Rufa, only Al Das, that the Hoireg won't be found. Because, says the Kesef Mishnah, it is a davar motzi for the Hoireg to be found. And Kolshkin, according to the Mefarshim, who say that the Te'elis of the Medida and the other Inyanim in the parish of Egla Rufa is all to almost guarantee that we will find the Hoireg. Memele, it is miyoshiv that the Egla Rufa could be Osir Mechayim and still be Teitzei Be'eder if the Hoireg was found, because it turns out that it was a Hegdish B'toyis. Now, we mentioned before that the Gemara brings a raya that an Egla Rufa is an Osir Mechayim from the fact that if you find the Hoireg, the Egla Rufa is Tira Be'eder. Tois asks Akasha that what's the raya? Maybe it is Osir Mechayim. Just when they were originally Magdish the Egla, it was Aldas that they wouldn't find the Hoireg. But now that they did find the Hoireg, the whole Hegdish was Betois, and that's why it can be Tira Be'eder. Tais is medamidis to if someone is mafrish and osham vadai, and then he finds out that he didn't do the chet, the animal's terebe either, because we say it was a hegdish betois. Reb Chaim in the Stenzach in Simon Shimpei Hey Ass on Taisis, the lechayru there is no dimin, because by osham, there was really a maisa hegdish bepeh. So we can say that it's a hegdish betois.
But by Egla Arufa, there is no Hegdish Repeh. Rather, that by being moirited to Nachal Esam, the Etzem starting to be noig with it like an Egla Arufa gives it a din kachim, since it says kapara by Egla Arufa. That tells us that it has a din kachim once you start being noig it ke Egla Arufa. Memela, it's not shy of Egla Arufa to say that the hegdish he made bepeh was betois. So what is the dimion of toisus? Rav Chaim says that you must say that toisus doesn't mean really that there was a hegdish betois by Egla Arufa. Rather, toisus means to say that the yerida lenachal eson was done betois, and we also say that when the yerida is done betois, it doesn't aser the Egla Arufa kikachim. This is a ktsas chiddush that the scholas hanhogo ke egla rufa, if it is done b'tois, is in meichal a din iser hanov. But Rav Chaim continues, and he's bothered by another kasha on toisus. He says that the Gemara in Saiton daf meheyom and aleph is mevur that egla rufa must be done by ziknei beizin and not their shliach. It doesn't help if they use a shliach. If so, this lechayra makes egla rufa a milsa the less of a shlichus. Now the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Kovavam and Aleph says that if you do a chalitza al tanai, the chalitza is kosher even if you're not mekayim the tanai, because the din of tanai was only said by a milsa deisa b'shlichus, and chalitza is less of a shlichus. The Gemara over there is maisif that even a chalitza b'tois is also kosher for this reason, that chalitza is a milsa de less of a shlichus. If so, l'chayru we see a klal that b'mokim, that there are no dinim of tanai, there is also no din of tois. Umemeila by Egla Arufa, which is a milsa de less of a shlichus, it should be less of a tanai, and memeila, it shouldn't have dine tois. So how can tois say that there is a din tois by Egla Arufa? This is Reb Chaim's kasha on toisus. Reb Chaim wants to be miyashiv with a chiddush that the reason tois doesn't affect chalitza is not just because there is no dine tanai by chalitza, but it's also because chalitza doesn't need das. It just needs kavana. But if chalitza were to need das, then it wouldn't work with tois. Tois is a chesaron even without the parsha of tanai. There's a chesaron of tois as long as you need das. Memela says Reb Chaim by Egla Rufa, where there is a din das and kavana isn't enough, there is a din that if it's done betois, it isn't chal. This is pshat in toisus that by Egla Rufa, even though it's a milsa, the less of a tanai, there still would be a chesaron of tois.
The Gemara Vayter mentions the shita of Reb Yanai that an Egla Rufa is also mechayim when it's yoyred lenachal esim. Tois by us tells us that Reb Yanai's mekor is that since it says by Egla Arufa Kaparo, it has a din kachim, and it's also mechayim just like kachim is. Taisus is in Masber, Meheche Teisi, the Isra Anos starts Dafka at Shasi Ridosa Lenachal Eson and not at a different time. There's the idea that there's a Pnei Yeshua in Kiddushin Dafin Zayinam and Aleph that wants to learn it out from a pasuk. We do find a makar for this in the Pnei Yeshua in Kiddushin Dafin Zayinam and Aleph, that the Pnei Yeshua over there wants to learn it out from a pasuk. The Torah says, "Vayridu ziknei ha'ir ahiyes ha'egla el nachal eson v'chulei, v'orfu sham es ha'egla banochal." L'chayru, the words "Vayridu es ha'egla" are extra. It could have just said, "V'orfu ha'egla v'nachal eson." It must be that the Torah wrote the words "Vayridu v'chulei" to tell us that from the Shas Yerida, it's considered as if there was already a "V'orfu sham es ha'egla" and the behema is already oserbano. From here we see that Mishasi Ridosel and Achal Eson, the Be'ema becomes Aser Ba'ano.
The next Mishnah brings the following halacha. Shnaim shalochu paru uvena, ezu shalokach rishayn yishchayt rishayn, v'im kodam hasheni arei zezorez v'nisker. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah is le'ingin dina tanan, that if two people bought a paru uvena, and they both want to shecht it on the same day, we allow the one who bought it first to shecht it today, and the one who bought it tomorrow has to wait until tomorrow. Rashi explains the reason for this din is because had the meicher not sold it to the sheni, the lekeach rishon could force the meicher to wait until tomorrow to shecht that animal, because that was an unspoken condition when he bought it. The Rashba is mazar Rashi further, that the lekeach rishon bought it with the right to not be restricted by the moicher in shechting this animal any day he chooses. And memela, the lekeach sheni can only buy from the moicher what the moicher has, which is a restriction not to disturb the lekeach rishon's right to shecht his animal. The Rashba asks that the Gemara says in Baba Basra of Daf Tzadik Vava Min Aleph that Stam Shvarim are Oymen L'Charisha and not for Shechita. So L'Chari we should say that the Lekech didn't have an unspoken T'nai to be able to shecht the animal at will because the animal wasn't Oymen B'Chalav for Shechita, it was Oymen for Charisha. Answers the Rashba that first of all, the Mishnah is discussing a Parah and not Shvarim. And we could be mechalek that a parah is different than a shor, and it is oimid for shechita, not for charisha. But the Rashba says, really it's more than that. Even if a parah is considered oimid l'charisha, so at the Rashba, when a lekeach buys something, he retains the right to do whatever he wants with what he buys, even what it's not oimid for. And he expects to have the right to shecht the animal that he buys on the day that he wants without being restricted by the moicher. I'll call upon him, Rashi and the Rashba are being miyaseid, that the right of the lekeach to shecht first is not simply because he bought it first, but because of the din that the moicher can only give the lekeach sheni what he himself has. The Tuvashar in Siman Tazayin Sif Katon Chavches wants to say a nafkil mina ledina based on this svara, that only if the two animals that were bought from a yid, would this halacha apply. But if the two animals were bought from a goy, the lekeach rishon wouldn't have a din kedima because a goy doesn't make that unspoken tenai that he won't shecht it today because he either doesn't know or doesn't care about the halacha of oisev es v'noi. And memela the lekeach sheni didn't buy the animal with any restrictions on him, and memela he can shecht it today even if he bought it second. I'll call upon him returning to the Mishnah said that although the lekeach rishon has the right to shecht first, but im kodam hasheni zocha. L'chayr, the Lashon Zocha needs beer. L'may nafkamina is he Zocha. The Ran here says that he is Zocha and the Lekeach Rishon is now Aser to Shech today. L'chayr, the Ran is Sarachin. What is the Chiddush in this? Why would I think he would still be Mutter to Shech? L'maysi, you can't Shech the Noisiv Esvenoi v'yayim Echad. Tveres Yisrael wants to say a different Pshat, that the word Zocha means that we don't say that the Sheni has to reimburse the Rishon for the loss of not being able to shecht today. And the reason is because we consider it to be a grama and not gami, since no maisa was done in the Gufa Behema which was damaged. The Chazam Sefer, however, is medayik from the Lashon of the Torah and Shulchan Aruch that in the case when two people bought an animal from one person, the Sheni would have to reimburse the Rishon if he shecht it first, because it is considered gami and not grama. So it is a nidain in the achroinim if the sheni would have to pay back the rishon midin gami, or it's considered grama and he would be potter. The Gemara after the Mishnah brings a brisa that says that if the sheni is kodam, he is a zoriz v'niskar. The Taz, in Siman Tes Zayin Sifkaton Tes, wants to say that this brisa is only talking about where two people bought animals from two different people, and there the din is, whoever wants can shecht first. So memela, the sheni is a zaris v'nisker if he chapped the rein and shechted first. But if two people bought animals from one person, where the din there is that the lekeach rishon has kedima to shecht, there vada he isn't called a zaris v'nisker, rather he is a chayte, because he was goizel the schus of his friend. The Shach, however, disagrees and holds even if two people bought animals from one person, even though l'chachila, the sheni shouldn't shecht first, if he does, we can call him a zoriz v'nisker. The Tfuashar in Sifkaton Chof and the Prichadash in Sifkaton Yagimel find it difficult to accept what the Shach is saying, that we can call somebody a zoriz v'nisker even if he is doing something wrong. And they therefore say a third pshat in the Gemara, that the Braisa means, if they didn't come l'din, and the Sheini doesn't know that the Rishon plans or wants to shecht today, then the Sheini is a Zoriz v'nisker if he shechts it right away today and prevents himself from coming to do a Nisr. Chayr, these achroinim mean to say is that the Sheini doesn't have to find out if the Rishon is interested in shechting today he can go and shech today right away, and adirabi, he's niskar, that he got a chance to shech today, and he's not going to be over the iser. Now, when the Gemara explains why he's the zariz v'niskar, the Gemara says the words, zariz delay avidi sura, v'niskar deka'ochel b'isra. The Rosh brings a bahag that is medayik from this Gemara, that if a person is over and shechs oisev es v'noi, the basar is asur ba'achila for the whole day that he shechted it. The bahag learned the Gemara that because he was loy avidi sura and didn't shecht oisev es v'noi, memele he is niskar to be able to eat the meat that day. But had he been over the isur of oisev es v'noi, he would have been asur to eat the meat that day. The Rambam, however, clearly disagrees with the Bahag, because he paskins that the basar of an oisev es v'noi is mutter ba'achila even on the day that you did the aveira and shechted the oisev es v'noi. The shail is, how would the Rambam be miyashiv the Bahag's raya from the Gemara? Lechem chambudois already is mitzadeh that you can learn the Gemara differently. When the Gemara says, niskar de ka'ocho bisra, it isn't connected to the fact that he was loy avri surah. It's a separate point that besides guaranteeing that he wouldn't do an iser, he accomplished something else that he guaranteed he could eat the meat today. Because had he not been zoriz to shech today, the other lekeach might have shechted today. And then he wouldn't be able to eat today because he would not be allowed to shech today. The hainu, the reason he wouldn't eat, isn't like the bahag because he shechted and was all over the iser, but adrabba, because the iser would prevent him from shechting, he couldn't eat because the animal wasn't shechted. According to this pshat, there would be no raya from this Gemara that there's an iser achilo when you shecht oisev es v'noi on that day, and the mail of the Rama would be miyoshev. The next mishnah, the Amud, says, shechto ves bita ves bas bita, if you shecht an animal and then you shecht the animal's daughter and granddaughter, soifik shmoinim, you get two sets of malchus. Shechto ves bas bita, if you shechted an animal and the animal's granddaughter, va'achekach shochat bita, and then you shechted the animal's daughter, Tanakama says, soifik esar arboim, and sumchus oimer, shumer meir, soifik shmoinim, you get two sets of malchus. Derech agav, we see in this Mishnah, a yediya in oisev es v'noi, that the chiyuv of oisev es v'noi includes when you shecht a mother and her daughter. The Bechor Shar asks, mehechetesi your chayiv in such a case? Ba'aloi, the Torah only says, oisei ves benoi. It's mashra that you're only chayiv if you shecht the mother and her son. How do we know you're chayiv even if you shecht the mother and her daughter? He answers that we make a kavachoymer from Shiluach HaKing, which isn't noyeg b'mezumen, and still is noyeg bein b'ben, bein b'bas. Haraya, because it's noyeg even by eggs. So kol shekein oisev es benoi, which is noyeg b'mezumen, for sure it is noyeg bein b'ben, bein b'bas. The Chayzin Yeshuas says another mahalach, that we are makish the benoi to oisai, and just like the oisai includes an akeva, the hainu, the mother, also benoi includes an akeva. Hakol ponim, the Mishnah over here brings a machloichis between Sufis and the Rabbanon, when you shecht a behema after shechting its mother and its daughter, or you chayiv shmoinim or aboim. There is a machlekes rishonim if Sumchus also argues in the case of the Reisha, and is mechayiv shmoinim if you shechted shnei bonel and then the mother, or maybe in the Reisha, Sumchus is moide that you are like aboim. Rashi and Tosis here learn clearly that Sumchus argues even in the Reisha, and the reason the machlekes was said only in the Seifa was la'idiach ha'koyach d'rabanon, that even where there are two different shemes of Oisai ves Benoi and Benoi ve Oisai, still the Rabbanon say that you're only like Arboim. The Ran, however, is Chaylik, and he says that Sumchus is only Chaylik in the Seifa, where there is Shnei Shemus. But in the Reisha, where there is only one Shem of Benoi ve Oisai, Sumchus is Moide that you're only Chayiv Arboim. The Chasam Sofer asks on the Ran, what is he going to do with the Mefurish HaTosefta that Rashi brings that says that Sumchus does argue even on the case of the Reisha? The Chasam Sofer wants to say in Geshmak HaTeretz that the Ramban in Mechomis in the beginning of the parak says that the time of the mitzvah of Oisev es benoi is because the aim has Rachmanus on her child and the Torah wants us not to become Achzorim. But in the Ramban al HaTorah, in the parish of Shiluach HaKein, he brings there a Machleichis Tanoim if the mitzvah of Oisev es benoi has a time or it is just a Gzeres HaKosov. Says the Chasam Sofer, l'fi d'man d'omar d'oisev es v'noi, is because of achzarius, then it isn't shayach to say that oisev es v'noi and b'noi v'oisei are shnei shemus, since they both have the same reason for the iser, that we shouldn't be an achzar. So the Ran can say that the Tosefta is going like this Tana, and that's why he holds Sumchus argues even on the Reisha, because there's no Mokim L'chav between the Reisha and the Seifa, because they are both considered Shem Echad. Whereas the Ran will say that the Mishnah is going like the Tana who holds Oisev Es B'Noi's Exeris HaKosov, without a Tana, and therefore you can be Mechalik between Oisev Es B'Noi and B'Noi V'Oisei to make them into two separate Shemus, and Sumchus will only argue in the Sefer where there are two Shemus and not in the Reisha where there's only one Shem. In other words, the Ram will tell you that the Mishnah and the Tosefta are arguing in the Machlekes Tanon which the Ramban brings if the mitzvah of Oisev Es B'Noi is Exeris HaKosov or it has a Tam. Now one of the cases mentioned in the Mishnah was where you shechted a mother animal after you shechted the daughter and the grandmother, and Sumchus said that you're like in Shmainim. The Chasam Sofer and Afike Yam at Akasha, how can you be like a Shmainim? There should be a chesaron of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. The second Isser shouldn't be Chal, and you should only be like a Arboim. When you shechted, let's say, the daughter, first it was Chal and Isser on the mother to be shechted, Midin Oisev Es V'Noi. If so, when you shecht the grandmother afterward, how can there now be chal another isser on the mother to be shechted mitzad the grandmother? L'chayra ain isser chal al isser, and it's already usser to shecht the mother because of the daughter. Now when Nafike Yam asks the question, he says that since in our case, the two isurim are the same isser, so it's mamash a kol shekein a reason for us to say the klal of ain isser chal al isser, and that the second isser shouldn't be chal in the first one. It's interesting that the Or Sameach in Hilchas Machos Asuris Pel Talad says mamish asvar lehepach, that when you have the same iser, there is actually no chesaron of ein iser chal iser. Savad, according to the Or Sameach, the kasha doesn't start. But al kol ponim, according to the anocha of the Afike Yam, we do have a kasha. In the Chidushei Reb Shoyma Simen Laman Aleph, he wants to miyash this kasha with the yisaidis to gechidish in the whole gather of the iser of Oisev Es V'Noi. Pashas, we learn that the maisa iser of Oisev Es V'Noi is the shchitas hasheni, because that is what makes you be over on Oisev Es V'Noi. Reb Shlomo wants a mechadish that no, the gedder of the Maisa Isser is the shchita of both animals on the same day. Dahainu, even though Avada, the one who shechs Rishon, isn't over, that's only because who says there will end up being both animals shechted on the same day. But when the second animal is shechted that day, the Avera was that both animals were shechted that day. In other words, both shchitas were the problem. And even if a person did only the second shchita and not the first, we are miyachis, the first shchita, to him, because he is the one who was goymer that a shchitas ein ubena should happen on the same day. Al kol panim, the aside is that shchita shneim b'yoyim echad is the shema iser. Memela says Reb Shlomo, when you shechted the daughter, the iser that was chal was not to have a shchita of the daughter and the shchita of the mother happen on the same day. Whereas when you shechted the grandmother, a different iser is chal, to not have a shchita on the grandmother and the shchita on the mother on the same day. Since two different things are being assered, there is no issue of ein iser chal al iser. The anocha of the kasha was because those achrayim understood that the iser of Oisev Es V'Noi is to shecht the sheni. Memela, they asked that the mother already became a sheni mitzad the daughter, and became usher to be shechted. How could she become usher again when you shecht the grandmother? But if we learn together iser like Reb Shlomo, then the kasha is miyoshev. Now in the Mishnah, it is mavur that you are chayiv if you shecht a child, and then you shecht the child's mother on the same day. The Gemara asks that the Torah says, Oisev Es V'Noi, which is mashma dafka Oisev Es V'Noi v'loi b'noi v'oisei. And the Gemara answers that since the Torah says lo sishchitu, which is a Loshon Rabim, it's being marbe that there are two ways to be over, both if you do Oisev Es V'Noi or if you do B'Noi V'Oisei. The Gemara says, what is the case that the Pasuk is talking about when you're over both Yisurim of Oisev Es V'Noi and B'Noi V'Oisei? The case is, Echor HaSheichet Es HaParo, Ve'Echor HaSheichet Es Imo, Ve'Echor HaSheichet Es B'Noi. Rashi learns that the case of the Gemara is when someone shechted a cow, and then another person shechted the cow's mother, and a third person shechted the cow's daughter. The second person was over on Oisei v'Esbenai, and the third person was over on Benai v'Oisei. The Torah's Chaim asks on Rashi that his pshat is shver in the Lashon HaPasuk. The Torah says, Oisei v'Esbenai loisishchetu, which is mashma that both Isurim came because of shechting a mother and her child. It's not mashma that you were over by shechting a grandmother and her granddaughter. Therefore, the Torah's Chaim wants to learn a different pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara is referring to a different case. The case is when Reuven shechted a daughter of a cow, and then Shimon came and shechted the cow itself, and then Levi came and shechted a different daughter of the cow. In this case, Shimon is over because of Benoi v'Oisai, and Levi is chayef because of Oisai v'es Benoi, and this is what the Torah is being marve when it said, Lo yisishketu loshen rabim. This pshat is more geshmak in the Lashon HaPasuk because you're being over ayidei, the shechting of a mother and the shechting of her child, both isurim of Oisei v'es Benoi and Benoi v'Oisei. The Marsha here actually tries to don that maybe the Teres Chaim's pshat is what Rashi really means, ayin sham. Now we mentioned in an earlier shir the suffix of the Tvu Ashar in Simen Tazayin Siv Katan Beis, where he is mesupik what the din would be if two people combine to shecht Oisei v'es Benoi at the same moment. Would these two people be like it? The Tvu Ashar wants to bring a raya to this suffix from our Gemara. He wants to prove that neither of them would be like it. Because if they were like it, then when the Gemara was looking for a case, when you're over on both Oisei v'es Benoi and Benoi v'Oisei, why did the Gemara need to bring a case which involved three animals? It could have said a case which involved just two animals. This case, where you shechted Oisei v'es Benoi at the same time. That would be a case where you'd be over on both Oisei v'es Benoi and Benoi v'Oisei at the same time. From the fact that the Gemara didn't bring this case, it's l'chayra raya that in this case you are potter, and you're only chayiv if you shecht Oisei v'es Benoi b'zeh acher zeh. However, the Tvu Ashar is matzah the raya from this Gemara, because since there is a nidon, if bidei adam, it's efshar letzamtzem or not, and in this case, we would need to say efshar letzamtzem, it could be the Gemara might have preferred not saying a case which needs to take on an hanacha in this nidon of efshar letzamtzem. He explains the reason we need to say efshar letzamtzem is because otherwise neither person could get malchus because maybe he finished his shechita first and therefore wasn't over on Oisei v'es Benoi. Now this is sufficient to explain why there's no raya from our Gemara. But we still have to try to figure out what is the halacha l'maisa in the suffix of the Tvu Ashar if two people shechted at the same time, would they be loike for Oisei v'es Benoi? The Tvu Ashar is matzia, that l'chayra both people should be like it for sure, according to the Shita of Taisus and Ervin, who paskins that it is efshar letzamtzem b'diyada. And he's moisiv that even if he the Rambam, in Perek Tes, Hilchos Ritzeach, that paskins that b'diyadam I efshar letzamtzem, but since the Rambam paskins, yeshra l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, if so, even if one of them finishes the shchita first, as long as the other one already started his shechita, we would down the two shechitas to have happened at the same time, and the meila, both people should be like it. The Hainu that by holding yeshna l'shechita mitchila v'atzoif, it gives a Torah shechita even to the beginning of the shechita of the second person, and it makes the shechita of the Rishon at the same time as the shechita of the Sheni. L'maisa l'dina, the Tvu Ashar is still misupik if the two people would be like it, because it could be that there is a chisaron of asra asafik, since each one can say that I thought the other one wouldn't do his shechita in order to avoid being over the iser of Oisei v'es Benoi. He is masver that there is a kind of asra asafik which could be, has a din of loishma asra l'kuli alma, even l'fidam and omar, who usually says asra safik shma asra, because in this situation, there's such an umdana that he had a right to assume that the other person wasn't going to do a shechita, because the other person wouldn't want to be over on Oisei v'es Benoi. So the Tzvu Ashar comes out l'dina, that although it's for sure asa minat Torah for two people to shecht Oisei v'es Benoi b'vasachas, but he isn't sure if they do it, whether or not they would be like it.
The Gemara Vayta on the Amud Beis
declares the shaila in the shita of Sumchis, what does he hold a person is chayiv if he eats two zeisei chaylev behelem echad? Do we say that you're chayiv shnayim just like you're like a shmainim in our Mishnah? Or maybe dafka in our Mishnah where it's gufim machlokim, there you could be chayiv shnayim. But by shnei zeisei chaylev behelem echad, when it's guf echad, maybe you're only chayiv achas. Now we need to be mevar, when the Gemara talks about a person eating shnei zeisei chaylev behelem echad, is the Gemara talking about when you ate them in one Maisa Achila or in two separate Maisa Achilas? L'chayro, we can be poshut the Shaila from a Ritva. The Ritva in Meseches Shabbos Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis asks that the Gemara by us is mashma that the din of Lakan Shmainim in our Mishnah is more poshut than saying Chayiv Shtayim by Shnei Zeisei Chayla Behelem Achas. But L'chayro affect the Ritva, in Svara he would say Fakert, because the case of Shnei Zeisei Chaylev has to be talking about when you ate them b'zeh achar zeh, in two separate maisim. Because says the Ritva, if you ate them b'vas achas, for sure you're only chayiv achas. If so, then l'chayiv, the case of Shnei Zeisei Chaylev is more understandable that you're chayiv shtayim, because it's two separate maisim b'zeh achar zeh. Whereas in our Mishnah, it's adarab shver. How you can be like a shmeinim for doing one maisa of one iser of shechting the mother after shechting the daughter and the grandmother. We see kalachayar from the Ritva that he held that there is no tana that would hold that you could be chayiv shtayim for doing one iser twice at the same time. So we see that the Ritva held that when the Gemara is talking about shnei zeisei chaylev behelem echad, it is talking about when you ate them b'zeh achar zeh in one maisa. I'll call upon him, returning to the Ritva's kasha, the Ritva answers that since here, in our Mishnah, we have Gufim Mechlokim and Shemus Mechlokim of Oisai Vesvenoi and Benoiva Oisai, that is enough to make it similar to two separate Maisim done Behelem Echad, and that is why the Gemara is able to compare the two cases. The different Shemus and Gufim allow us to look at it Ki'ilu it's Shnei separate Maisim, to the point that it's more easier to understand that you could be like a shmeinim in our Mishnah than to say that you're chayiv shtayim when you eat shnei zeisei chaylev behelem achas. Now it's clear that this Ritva is only moving according to the Ran we mentioned earlier, who holds that Simchas argued only in the Seifa, which talks about shnei shemus. But according to Rashi and Taisvis, that Simchas argues, even in the Resha, where shem echad, Al Karchach, they argue with the Ritva and hold that even by Shem Echad, as long as you have Gufa Mechlokim, you could be Chayiv Shtayim on one Maisa and one Isser. And we be'emes find an example of this Mefurish in Taisus Krisus Daf Tesvav Amenal, Divrei Masra Ad, who says that if a person married two women and he lives with a third woman who is a sister of both of his wives, he would be Chayiv Shtayim according to Sumchis, since it's Gufim Mechlokim, even though it's Shem Echad of Achay Sishtoi, and it's one Maisa. The Gufim Mechlokim is enough to make it like Shnei Maisim according to Sumchis. Now returning to the Shaila of the Gemara mentioned Kalachayah that when Sumchis said, like in Shmoinim in the Seifa of our Mishnah, it was a case of Gufim Mechlokim. If so, it's Mavur, that the Rabbanon who say that you're like Arboim, hold this, even in a case of Gufim Mechlokim, you still are only like Arboim. The Achrayim point out an important Hagosha, that the Rabbanon are Vadai Maskim to the Etzem Svara that Gufu Mechlokim is a Siva to Mechayiv Yu Akol Achas V'Achas, because it's a Gemara Mefureshes in Krisus Tavezum Abeis, that we learn from the Pasuk of El Isha Benidas Tumasa Leisikrav Shimbo Al Kama Noshim Nidus Behelem Achas Chayiv Akol Achas V'Achas. And the Gemara there explains that the reason for this is because each woman is Gufu Mechlokim. So the reason the Rabbanon over here hold that the Svara of Gufim Mechlokim doesn't help is because here the Maisa Aveira of Shchitas Oisei Vesvenoi isn't being done in two different Gufim. Rather, there are two different Gufim which are being Goyer Maniser to Shech this one animal. But at the end of the day, the Maisa Aveira is being done in one Guf Behema. Mimela, because of this Svara, the Rabbanon hold that we will not apply the svar of Gufim Mechlokim to make you be chayiv al kol achas v'achas, and Sumchis argues and says that this does have the power of Gufim Mechlokim. Another nekuda in Gufim Mechlokim, which is mavur in the Gemara, is that Shnei Zeisei Chaylev are not considered Gufim Mechlokim. The Sefer Einei Yisrael is moisiv that this is true even if the chaylev is coming from two different animals. L'chayru, we can be maz with this, api the Tosis read in Kiddushin daf ayin zayin on the base, who says that the maila of gufa mechlokim is only by live beings, as opposed to pieces of an animal which were already shechted. Meretz Hashem, when we learn daf pei gimel amud aleph, we will see that this Tosis read is not a davar muska. The Gemara continues and gets into a sugyo of kelaya karen. Tosis in Dibbe Masra Zareya is medayik from the pashas of the Gemara that for each maisa of zriyas kelayim, you're only loike one set of malchus. We see this from the pashas of Gemara because the Gemara says hazireya kelayim kelayim is loike achas, and the only kasha the Gemara had on this was that it's pshita. Frak Tosis, why aren't you loike for the lav of loisasik vul reyacha, which the Gemara in Shabbos daf pehei darshan's liyin kelayim, you should be like on this law besides the befeirish isser of leisizra kamcha kelayim, and memela you should get two sets of malchus. Tosis answers that since this law is also an azhara for the isser of stealing karka through asagas kvul, ein loiken alam mishum kelayim kimoi she ein loiken al asagas kvul deniten leishavim. Tosis is saying that since this pasuk is also a law for asagas kvul, which you aren't like on because it's not nitin l'tashlumim, you also don't get malchus on this lav for kelayim, even though kelayim is not nitin l'tashlumim. The Ktzois in Simen Tzadik Zayin Sifkot and Gimel says we see a yisoy from this Tosfos that if a lav is koilo tu isurim and one of the isurim doesn't get malchus because of a certain siba, we say that you don't get malchus even on the second isur, even though the second isur doesn't have that siba to pater it from malchus. We say that al korchach, this lav was written in the Torah without an oinish of malchus. The Ksais, however, blib sarachian on Tosis, because even the lav of stealing karka is shayich to have malchus in a case when you steal karka and it gets destroyed by a shatvanar. Because in that case, we paskin that karka is ein negzelis, and you're not chayiv v'tashlumim. In such a case, since there is no tashlumim, you would be like it. If so, this lav of stealing karka can also give malchus, and therefore it should give malchus by kelayim also, and you should be chayiv two sets of malchus on zriyas kelayim. Tosis does mention another teretz that could be you're not loike because the lav of loisasig is a lav shebeklolus, since we learn out two isurim from it. The emes is that the Minchas Chinuch points out that the anocha of Tosis that you are over on loisasig when you plan kelayim is not poshet at all. Since the Rambam and the Chinuch don't mention it, the Minchas Chinuch is mitzadeh that they hold you aren't over this lav when you're zereya kelayim. Says the Minchas Chinuch, and don't tell me they didn't mention this lav because there is no malchus on it. This can't be because the Rambam many times brings lavim that don't have malchus. The Minchas Chinuch there is mazver that lefi the pirush of Rashi there in Maseches Shabbos, there is no raya from the Gemara that there is a lav of asogas kvul when you plant kelayim. Al kol ponim, according to the Rama Mudimei, the kasha of Tosis wouldn't start. The Gemara brings a brisa which says hazireya kelayim kelayim loike. The Gemara says my loike ile maloike achas pshita veoid my kelayim kelayim. The Artzvi quotes a Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Yud, which says that wherever the Gemara says a kasha, and then says v'oid, it means that the first kasha has a teretz that you can say to answer the kasha. The Artzvi wants to suggest that the teretz to the first kasha in our sugya could be al piya Rashi im Psochim on Daf Chav Heyam and Aleph Divrei Amaskol Zois. Rashi there is mashma that you are not chayef for kalayim b'shasriya. Rather, you're only chayiv for kelayim when it takes root, when it's nishtarish. Lefi zeh, we can say that the fact that the brisa says loika achas isn't pshita at all, because we could have said that you should be potter legamri, because it's a lav she'ein by maisa, and therefore it's ein loikin alav. Because when you did the maisa of zriya, you weren't over yet, and when it's nishtarish, you aren't doing a maisa anymore. In order to say you're loike, we would have to say a chiddush that since the Aveira came ayedeya maisa betchila, that is enough to be considered a lav sheyesh by maisa. as Tosis mentioned such a svara in Shavuos on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. This is certainly a big chiddush, and the Mela, the kasha of the Gemara of Pshita, that your loike wouldn't be shver, and that's why the Gemara said ve'oid and brought another kasha. We mentioned that the Gemara brought a brisa which said hazireya kelayim kelayim loike.
The Gemara comes out l'maskana that the chiddush of the brisa is that you can be chayim mishum kelayim in two different ways. Either if you're Zora Chita v'chartzen, or if you're Zareya Sa'ira v'chartzen, either way you're Mechayiv for a Kalayim. The Gemara says that this is not like the Shita of Rav Yeshia, who holds that you're only Chayiv on Kalayim if you plant a Chita and a Sa'ira v'chartzen b'mapeilis yad. Le'halacha, we do pass on like Rav Yeshia, because the Gemara l'kamon, and daf koflam and vavam abeiz, is mevor that the halacha and the minig is like Rav Yeshia. There is a machlekes Rashi and Taisis, what Rabbi Yeshua holds if you plant just a chita and a se'ira together. Rashi in Bechayrus Tafran Dalet Amun Aleph holds that in such a case you are potter legamri. He learns that when Rabbi Yeshua says that you're not chayiv ad sheyizra chita v'se'ira v'chartzen, it means that you're not chayiv at all any iser unless you plant all three together. Taisis over here is marich, and the Rabban agrees with Taisis. And they say that you aren't chayiv for kalaya kerem because the isser of kalaya kerem is only when you plant all three together, but the isser of kalaya zeroim you would be over on. Rashi, on the other hand, argues and holds that even for the lav of kalaya zeroim, you need to plant chita sa'ira v'chartzen. Tosis has a raya against Rashi from our sugya, which when arguing with Rabbi Isha, it only mentions a case of sa'ira v'chartzen or chita v'chartzen, and it doesn't say a case of chita v'seira. It doesn't mention that you're over if you do chita v'seira. It must be because in that case, even Rabbi Yeshua is masking its usher because of the isser of kelai zeroy.
The Gemara at the bottom of the Amid brings a brisa which says, ocha mizeh kezayis umizeh kezayis. If a person eats a kezayis of one gidah nosha and a kezayis of another gidah nosha, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's loike arboim. Says the Gemara, heichi dami. What's the case? Ilema bezach hazeh v'shnei asrois. My time at Rav Yehuda hasra sofiki v'shaminon l'Rav Yehuda da'omar hasra sofik loishma asra. The Gemara says that we know Rav Yehuda holds hasra sofik loishma asra because we have a brisa which says that if you have a ben who doesn't know who his father is, and that ben is hika zeh v'chaza v'hika zeh, he goes and he hits the two people that are possibly his father. Tanakama says that he's Chai Misa, and Yehuda says that he's Potter. And it's clear that the Machlokes is whether or not Hasra Safik is Shema Asra. And we see that Yehuda holds that Hasra Safik is Lo Shema Asra. Now this Nidan of whether Hasra Safik is Shema Asra or Lo Yisra Asra, we find as a Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish in Makis on Daft Hezvavon Beis. However, the nidan over there is whether you can get malchus with asra safik or not. The nidan over there is not le'ingin misa. What they are discussing over there is if a person makes a shvua to eat kikar zehayim, and then he goes and the day passes and he doesn't eat it. Rish Lakish says that he doesn't get malchus because the asra was an asra safik v'lo ishma hasra. And Rabbi Yechon argues, and he says that Hasra Sofik is not a reason to pattern from Malkus, because Rabbi Yechon holds Hasra Sofik is Shema Hasra. The Noit Vihuda, in Madur Tinyona, Evan Azar Simon Ayin Zayin, is noited to be Mechadish, that these Amoroim only argue Legabe Malkus. But Legabe Misa, even Rabbi Yechon would be maskim that Hasra Sofik is Lo Shema Hasra. He says that the machloikis of Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish was that Rish Lakish holds Malkus is like Misa. And both of them have a din of Loishma Asra. And Rabbi Yechon holds that you could be mechalik between Malkus and Misa, and even though by Misa it's Loishma Asra, by Malkus it is Shma Asra. The Rebach the Noit Buda has from saying this is that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechon that Asra Safek is Shma Asra le'ingin Malkus. The Rambam is found in the Perek Tezayin, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Dalet. But Legabe Chiyuve Misa, the Rambam in Perek Yubayis of Hilchos Sanhedrin, discusses all the halachas of Asra, and he doesn't mention at all that Asra Safik is Shema Asra. The Meva, the Yehuda wants to be masik, that li'ing in Misa, the Rambam holds that it's loy shma asra, that asra safik is loy shma asra. And Kinnira, the beer is that the asra for Misa needs to be a stronger asra than the asra for Malkus. But the Neid Yehuda acknowledges that in our Gemara, it is mefurish that there is a Tana who holds that even Ling and Misa hasra safik ishma asra, because the Tana Kama says that hikazeh, because of hikazeh, is chayim Misa, even though it's asra safik. But the Neid Yehuda still holds that the Amoroim weren't maskim to this Shita, and they held that Ling and Misa, you for sure need a hasra gemura and not asra safik. The Neid Yehuda ends off that he has very shver that the Rambam doesn't bring the halacha of hikazeh because of hikazeh at all of Yalach HaZakah. And l'chayrit shver because we're manavshach. Whether the Rambam paskins like the Tanakama or whether he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, he should have akolpon and brought the halacha l'dina since it's discussed in Shas. So he leaves his kasha tzarachian and he wonders why none of the Noisekein were bothered by this kasha. But he still stands by what he said, that le'ingin misa, the Rambam would hold that asra safik is shma asra. Now this chiddush of the Neid Yehuda is not a davar muskin. The Or Sameach in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perak Dezayin Halacha Dalid brings the Neid Yehuda, and he says that his chiddush is nistar from the Yerushalmi in Yevamis Perak Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, which seems to clearly equate misa to malchus le'ingin the din of asra safik. Now this is be'etzem not so shver in the Neid Yehuda, because in that tshuva of the Neid Yehuda, he mentions that there is a diuk from the Bavli like his chiddush. So it could be that the Neid Yehuda would tell you that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi argue on this point, and the Neid Yehuda is passing like the Bavli. However, the Likutei Ha'aris on the Neid Yehuda brings a tshuvas harashba in Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Vav, and a Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin Dafayin Zayin Omebeis, that hold clearly that even by Misa, the halacha is hasra safik shma asra, not like the Neid Yehuda. On the other hand, there is a big revach like the Neid Yehuda, because al pi his chiddush would be miyashev a Rashi and a Tosis. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Dav Ayin Ches, says if a person is miskavin, lareg behema v'horeg es ha'adam, he is potter from Misa, because the asra that he got was a asra safik. The Achoyinu are bothered with Rashi because L'Choyro we paskin that Asra Safik is Shema Asra. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So why is Rashi saying the reason he's Potter is because it's Asra Safik? There is a similar Kasha on Tosis in Shabbos, Davdal Ram and Aleph, that Tosis asks on the Gemara over there, which mentions in a certain case a person can come Lidei Chiyav Skila. Frak Tosis, L'Choyro it's Asra Safik, so he wouldn't end up getting Skila. Tosis is shver because, as we said, we paskin that asra safik shma asra. Says the Shaiz v'tshuvis v'kurei shloima chelik aleph simi yagimel that lefi the Neid Yehuda it's gevaldik miyoshiv, because Rashi and Tosis are talking about siurim that are negei aling in misa, and there the halacha is that asra safik is loy shma asra. But he is ma'ir there in that tshuva that l'chayra, our Gemara in Chulin, is going to come out shver on the Neid Yehuda. Because the Gemara by us asks, how can Yehuda say that you're like a mem if you eat from two gidah nosha? Zachar zeh, l'chayra, it's asra safik, and Yehuda holds that asra safik is loish ma'asra. But l'fi the Neid Yehuda, why couldn't the Gemara answer that Rabbi Yehuda only said loish ma'asra in the case of hikazeh because of hikazeh, which is a nafkamina ling in Misa? But maybe ling in Malkus, which is what it's talking about, l'gabe gira nosha, maybe there he holds asra safek ishma asra. L'chayra our Gemara is muchach, that there is no svara to mechalik between Misa and Malkus le'ingin asra safik, and the Neid Yehuda is sarachiyun.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.